Three. Well, whenever it kick in, Avo.
What's good? It's Dynasty Bro Avo. And I'm here with Dynasty Bro Dot and Dynasty Bro Fit. And we the bros. Dynasty Bros.
Who we is, we the bros, number one fantasy show. We don't talk too fast, we just finding out that y'all listen slow. Green light, we on go, winning shit is all we know. If you ain't trying to be a champion, then what you playing for? Who we is, we the bros, number one fantasy show. We don't talk too fast, we just finding out that y'all listen slow. Green light, we on go, winning shit is all we know. If you ain't trying to be a champion, then what you playing for?
What's good, it's your boy DJ Avo, and this is the Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast, episode 154. Let's go.
I forgot about that beat break. I thought your shit cut off for 2 seconds. What's good, Brodies and Bays? This is the Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast, episode 134. I kept hearing a little weird noise in my shit. It may mess me up. This is where you come for your fantasy football needs and chop it up about the latest NFL news. I am Dynasty Bro Die here with my co-bro.
My guy's about to say, this is the Dynasty Bows. I heard it.
That shit, the little staticky shit, man. Yeah. I had to turn my vocals down, man. Basically. Damn.
Here with Dynasty Bro Vic. Also here with our DJ.
Hey, man, I'm DJ Avo. What's good, Joe?
I threw off the whole intro,
the
man.
Whole thing. It's cool, though.
Damn.
We here.
Put him in the dirt. My bad. Damn. RIP Dolph. Man, RIP Takeoff. Let's say that, too. Get that out the way. Yeah, man. We losing them young, bro.
Yeah, man. For no reason.
Like, sheesh. Too frequent. All right. Yeah, prayers up to him and his family, all that. We here, man. Trade deadline, it ended today at 4 p.m. Eastern. And to be honest, you know, we had some moves happen. Even outside of just today, we had some moves that happened over the past week that could really swing things in the league. So I'm excited to talk about that and excited to talk about the guys that were supposed to be traded and never made it off their team. So it's interesting to see what their teams and what those guys are doing going forward. So we're going to get into that. You know, we got the What's the Word. I'm sure we got some other news around that. We got a bunch of injuries, man. These past couple weeks been sitting heavy with that. And, yeah, that's what we're going to get into. We got the closing, all that good stuff. We got some B-team players of the week. I didn't come up with a flag on the play, but I'm going to give myself 2 seconds because I'm sure somebody got some of them. So, yeah, man, y'all ready to get into all of that? We always start with the Hood TMZ, the What's the Word with Dynasty Bro Vic. I see him scrolling through all the screenshots. He getting ready.
It's a lot, man. A lot of news, man. But let's go ahead and dive into it, man. So if you guys don't know, you know I got some Jackson State news, man.
It ain't a What's the Word segment without some Jackson State
shit.
Come
on, we got to talk Deion.
All right, man. So let's get into it, man. Shout out to ESPN College Game Day. You know they got the bus, right, built by Home Depot. They pulled up to Jackson State, man. So,
okay.
The Deion impact.
Was they nervous?
AKA the Deion effect.
Was the bus nervous?
Was they? I don't know. I don't think they were sitting on bricks after they left out. No, I'm just kidding.
Had some choppers with them.
They had some what?
Some choppers with them.
Hey, actually, some people was getting a little disrespectful in the comments. Man. I was like, there's probably some like weed out there, blah, blah, blah.
That's not cool.
I don't even know if I'm going to say the clap back, man. Because they clap back.
Hey, man.
Should I say the clap back?
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm going to say the clap back. They was like, well, it's better than smelling like wet dog. You got to be quick on your feet, man. Hey, I didn't say that shit, but yeah, it's out there. Either way, man, shout out to the Deion Impact, a.k.a. the Deion Effect. College Game Day pulled up, man, which is dope.
Who ain't swag?
Who ain't swag?
You
got to
get on Twitter, bro. Man. Hey, Twitter is real, real ruthless and reckless now that Elon owns it.
Damn.
Anything nigga. Goes on Twitter right now.
Nigga.
I think he even tweeted out.
There's a whole
I think
lot
Elon
of,
tweeted out, nigga, man.
There's a whole here, lot
nigga.
Of,
oh, man. Yeah, bro. Yeah, he did say the usage of the N-word and went up 500% since he done took over.
That's the first thing he wanted to look up.
Nick.
Yeah. All right, man. Let's keep it pushing, man. We also have some more Prime news. So shout out to Testify to Hip Hop. Basically, Deion Sanders forbidded the Jackson State players from leaving their Houston hotel following Takeoff's death. So, you know, one third of the Migos. I do want to play the clip. We don't mind. I want to play that real quick. It definitely has a powerful message.
I'm sick and tired of the consistency of people that are influential to you are leaving us consistently. That's our rappers. Takeoff was right murdered in a dice game in Houston, where we're going. So that eliminates all y'all leaving that hotel.
So whatever her name is, whoever she is, parents, everybody, they're going to come to the hotel to visit you because y'all ain't leaving.
Nothing.
Sooner or later, we got to start changing our addresses, guys. That's an analogy to saying, I know we this, but we ain't that.
Nothing.
We got to leave that behind that we once did. And that's what you guys are. Now you guys are Jackson State royalty. You ain't no man. You're not whoever you were a year ago.
Nothing.
You're not even who you're going to be a year from now.
Nothing.
It's a blessing. But you can't continuously do the things you've always done and expect to get the results.
Nothing.
There's going to have to be a change. All of us have gone through drastic changes. Have we, coaches? Have we, coaches? All of us still evolving into what God has called us to be.
Nothing.
And that's change. You cannot kick it with the same dudes you kicked it with. You cannot kick it with the multitude of women that you kick it with.
Nothing.
You cannot associate in the same rounds that you associate with.
Nothing.
You're going to have to change if you expect change.
Nothing.
You can't do it. It's going to come to a time they can talk about you, they can mock you, they can ridicule you, they can cuss you out, they can clown you, whatever they want.
Nothing.
But you're going to have to separate sooner or later. You're going to have to disconnect. Sooner or later, you're going to have to. So get that in your spirit. I'm sad because it just seems like it's always us.
Nothing.
But we want to say we matter. We want to say we keep it in 100, but it's always us.
Nothing.
Now we lose another soldier to some bull junk that when we look back at it, the gentleman going to say that. Now his whole life changes. Because now he's incarcerated or murdered and a consequence of what transpired. Because you know how the game is played. And I don't want y'all playing that foolish game.
Nothing.
To your families, friends, loved ones, and you're valuable to us. All right? Let's think about that. Let's pray for the families. Ain't got no time. Ain't got no time to make a foolish. Let's go get it.
All right. I know that was a full 2 minutes and 34 seconds, but that was a powerful message, man. And, you know, shout out to Coach Prime. You know, just being involved in the culture, man, knowing what's happening, having awareness, knowing the teams in Houston, knowing the climate, you know what I'm saying? And saying, hey, you know, we locked down in the hotel. So shout out to Coach Prime, and, you know, thought he had a powerful message.
I thought it was a great message. He even said the girls could come see you. So, you know, I always appreciate that.
Hey,
nothing to say, Ava.
Sideline was lit, by the way, with like top recruits, you know, this past couple weeks. So shout out to Coach,
man. And shit, yeah, yeah, it was lit.
Yeah, man, and Yellow Beezy walked him out.
Shout out to Yellow Beezy. Yeah. It's on me, baby. All
right, man. Yeah, man, but again, RIP to Takeoff, man, and, you know, he's not really a loud guy, or, you know what I mean? He's always in the cut, chilling.
Chilling.
Not the most vocal. You know, strictly business, you know what I'm saying? So
something like that to happen is sad.
Yeah, man, I hate to see that. All right, man, let's dive into some more news, man. So, hey.
Nigga, that shit wild.
What?
What you about to say? I thought that been happening.
Well, I guess it's official. So, shout out to Bleacher Report Gridiron, but it's official. Todd Gurley, he announced his retirement last week. So after 6 seasons in the NFL, man, you know, definitely a fantasy stud. I know he won me my first fantasy championship ever, so definitely he's in my ring of honor, man, at least for my fantasy squads.
Yeah, he was a baller, man, for that year or two you had him with the Rams. He was doing it all, and then it's just unfortunate, man, his body couldn't hold up. Start having all those knee issues, man. That's sad to see because my guy's still young.
Yeah, he actually, you know, paved the way for running backs being paid like wide receivers. You know what I mean? He was leading the pack.
He got that bad.
All right, man. That's all I got for What's the Word before we get into these injuries, man. But before I do that, you guys got anything else you want to cover? What's the Word besides the trade deadline and stuff?
Nah, because I want to make sure we get to talk in depth about these injuries that's happening right now and the outcome of some of these, and when we get to the trades, because that's a lot going into the rest of this fantasy season.
All right, man. Let's get to the injuries. So a lot of injuries, man. A lot of injuries. So James Conner, he's day-to-day with the rib injury. So that's something to monitor for the Cardinals. I know we've been running some Eno Benjamin as of lately.
Yeah, he looks super efficient. So even when James Conner come back, I don't think he just get thrust into that main role. I think it will look more like a split now going forward.
Yeah. And I'm still holding on to my Darrell Williams, man. Like to see him get involved, but I know he's been banged up too. So let's keep pushing. Rashad Bateman, so he reactivated the foot, so he's going to be missing some time. He just can't get going, at least on the season, man.
I wish these guys would just take the full course of, like, time they need to get healthy, man. Yeah. I understand the superhero in you, and you want to be on the field. Yeah, you're important, but if you're out there risking re-injury, man, you're not helping yourself and your team. I hate to see that.
Facts. And let's keep it with Baltimore. So Thursday night against the Bucks. Of course, we're already watching Mark Andrews and the ankle issue, but he aggravated his shoulder. But it looks like he's on track to play this week, but still something to monitor. I know Isaiah likely stepped in and balled out. So
even that, man, they need all the offensive help they can get. So I know that's why he wants to play, but I hope he's not really having shoulder issues and just going to try to play through it, because he's important to them trying to make a title run if that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, and speaking of likely, man, I don't know why they just don't find a way to keep him on the field either way.
They went through so many years of using two tight ends, and now you have another tight end that's as athletic, that's more athletic than Andrews, and just as good as a receiving option as him, and you're not putting them both on the field. It's awkward.
All right, man, Carolina Panthers, Chuba Hubbard, he's trending towards coming back, so that's something to watch. I know coming off the CMC trade, really didn't know who's going to emerge as the top back, but looking like the Deontay Foreman show, but expecting Chuba to get involved.
Yeah, he's the better pass catcher, so he'll come in and have a role, but I think it's going to be hard to take Foreman off the field after how good he looked 2 weeks in a row.
All right, Jamar Chase dealing with the hip issue, so they're saying 4 to 6 weeks. He actually aggravated that a couple weeks ago, and he'd been playing through it, but they decided to shut it down for the next month or so, so we'll see.
They said they not put him on IR because just in case he can heal up. He's important to the offense, too. They're going to make a title run, and they're going to need him, man, and that's something that he needs to let heal up all the way, man. I hate for him to have a setback with that, because there's no surgery, nothing you can do for some of that stuff. You just got to let it heal.
Yeah, and with the, you know, the O-line having those issues, you need a Chase. I know everybody's expecting Higgins to have this big game. You know, he made some nice plays, but that offense needs Chase out there.
Yeah, facts.
To run more fluid. David Njoku set to miss 2 to 5 weeks with the ankle. That's your guy.
Yeah, man, I hate to see that, because he actually was a every week starter, man. He's been balling. He was the number two option after Amari. So I hate to see him not in that offense right now.
All right, Ezekiel Elliott dealing with the knee, and Jerry Jones still sticking by Zeke, even though we just saw Pollard have a monster game.
Yeah, we have to remember that it was against Chicago. They're probably the worst defense against the run. Still give him props for what he did. You had to go out there and do it, so I'm not taking away from that, and he did. But they're not going to want to put that whole load on Tony Pollard. He's not the biggest back, so they're still going to play some Zeke, but hopefully he gets more. Hopefully Pollard can get more opportunity, even if they do bring Zeke back and let him start.
All right, Dan Waller, man, always dealing with a leg issue. Now it's the hamstring.
I'm through with Waller, man. I drafted him early last year, and I realized I got him on so many fucking dynasty teams. I'm just through with him, bro. He's never playing.
That's my fault, man. I was the Darren Waller hype train, so. And then they signed Devontae Adams, so we already knew the writing was on the wall from there, so.
Yeah. Derek Carr playing like ass sometimes. This is all bad.
Yeah, all bad. All right, man. Mike Williams dealing with the ankle issue, so he's going to miss about 4 weeks.
They already have Keenan Allen down, man, so hopefully Keenan can come back. If not, it's the Joshua Palmer show.
All right, we're going to breeze through these last injuries here. Irv Smith set to miss 8 to 10 weeks, bro, with the high ankle sprain.
He's done for. He's staying banged up. That's why he can never, like, implant himself into that offense. They just traded for TJ Hockenson, and Hockenson's a great receiving option, and I feel like that's what they wanted to go get. Detroit missed out. I feel like they always could have used Hockenson better, and they never did. Yeah. So hopefully he can have a real nice role in Minnesota.
All right, Devontae Parker, if you're interested, dealing with the knee issue. I'm hearing he's trending towards coming back soon, so should be good. And then Deebo Samuel dealing with the hamstring, but luckily they're coming up on a bye week, so that gives them time to heal up.
Big Deebo, I can't wait to see him with the CMC. That whole offense clicking together, man, it's going to be crazy.
All right, that's all the injuries I got. Before we get into that, we get into Brody's?
Yeah, let's get into the Brody's, big dog. All
right, man. I got a Brody. You got a Brody?
Yeah, I got one too.
All right, you want to go first?
Hell yeah, I'll go first. Let me talk about Mr. Ronnie Rivers, man, a guy that was on the practice squad of the Rams, but you know, with whatever situation's going on with Cam Akers and him not being active and not playing, and Daryl Henderson was He wasn't injured. I think he had an illness or something, man, so he wasn't going to be, like, playing, like, the main role. They called up Ronnie Rivers because Kyron's still not healthy. He actually went out there and was barely out-snapped by Henderson, 24-21. He had some decent run, nothing special. You know, the offense is struggling in general, but to go out there when your name is called and get to run against one of the best running defenses in San Francisco, man, he went out there and did his thing. He didn't score, but he had some decent yardage.
All right, man. That's fire. Shout out to him. My Brody's Demir Bird actually bought out 2 weeks in a row, so hit the end zone twice. And this week, helped him secure the dub. I was struggling, man. That word was kicking my ass for a second. off the
light skies.
Off the light.
Blue moon.
The 3.6 carb, 95 calories kicking my ass.
You can take that to the gym.
I can. They let me walk right on in. I can take that to the airport. But shout out to Demir Bird,
take
man.
Take that to the airport.
No problem. TSA dog, just let me go, bro.
Let that nigga get that can. Yeah, that ain't nothing but a soda.
Yeah. It's a
it's a spritzer.
Yeah.
What is it? Is that? I don't know if that's the right word. Dale be saying he drink a spritzer, now he don't drink. He be getting like juices mixed with pop at the club and at the bar.
Alka-Seltzer water, man. But shout out to Demir Bird, man. So he had a touchdown, helped secure the dub for the Atlanta Falcons. That's the Brody's of the week, man.
Brody's of the week.
And I'm throwing myself in there for beating the number one team.
Who'd you beat?
Who's the number one
in
team?
In our redraft league. Team A-John.
Okay.
Okay, Avo.
It's time.
I got a dub, you know, finally.
Dang.
I ain't going to lie. My team back on track in, like, all my leagues, so niggas going to have to see me.
That's what I'm saying. Hopkins being Hopkins, and yeah.
Niggas going to have to see me in redraft and in dynasty. That's all I'm saying.
All right, man, let's get into the flag on the play. Before we get top performers, but a flag on the play. You guys got a flag?
I actually don't have a flag, man. I was trying to come up with one, but I don't have one. I ain't going to even lie.
I got two flags, man.
Okay, bet. Vic got two of them.
What we got?
All right, man, my first flag go to EA Sports, a.k.a. Madden.
Ooh.
Bro, this is literally like the worst Madden game I've ever played. It's just so buggy. And I'm talking about, like, reason why they get a flag. You actually have John Madden on the cover. So you think they drop a quality product.
Nah.
But, bro.
Explain buggy.
So a lot of issues, meaning like if I'm playing the game and I have my depth chart set, like meaning like I'm the 49ers, I got Debo and Elijah Mitchell, but when I'm running plays, I got Kyle Juszczyk back there and Ray McCloud. Like, why are you subbing out Debo? Why are my guys starting the game tired week one?
Damn.
Like,
you've been practicing them too
no,
hard? Come on.
No.
Man.
I go half pads. I don't even, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just so glitchy, man. And a lot of issues to the point where I actually quit, man. I had to drop out. It's that bad.
Damn.
It's that bad. Come and by the way, man. I made it to the NFC Championship and I lost, man. So that's how the season went.
We might have to send this whole clip to EA Sports.
Nah, you know what it really is, man? These top games get comfortable. They don't got no other fucking football game that can compete with them.
Now that's true.
I feel like 2K was always at its best when Live was there, and
when
it was
Live
like
was
people still want Live. We got to find a way to be better than them. I bet you Madden gets better once they finally start NCAA, and it's like,
oh, yeah,
we still want people to play Madden. Yeah, they just need some competition out there. That's really all it is.
Yeah, and the issue is they invest in their Madden Ultimate Team. That's where people buy coins and packages. But guys like us, we like the franchise, the online.
Just
so
play, man.
Yeah, so I wish they'd take a class, a page from NBA 2K. Like, they franchise the way they run it. Like, I don't even, like, really care for basketball, but I'd buy 2K. I bought 2K just because I like how they run a franchise.
Right.
All right, and the second flag go to myself, man, because you know how it is. You can't quit them toxic relationships, man. So, of course, I joined the league a couple days ago.
Oh,
so, I got right back in it, man. It's like, man, like, I just love football, man. So
I thought you just – so you quit and joined it?
I quit, and then 2 days later, I missed my team. I missed playing. I missed competing, and I got back in the league, man. So, you know that one toxic.
If you know Vic, this is just some Vic shit. Hey, I got a flag on the play now.
Go ahead.
Look, I understand it's been a rough season. I understand you done had to play with some bad quarterback play. But let's talk about Mr. DJ Moore celebrating that touchdown, man. I'm not going to say he lost the game for them, because you pay your kicker to be able to hit a 48-yard field goal, right?
Right.
But you did all of that. You get a 68-yard Hail Mary catch at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you score, you take your helmet off and get a 15-yard penalty. So they scooted your supposed to be a 25-yard field goal. Now it's moved back to the 40, and they missed the field goal that would have won them the game. Then they go into overtime and lose in overtime. Just because you wanted to take it. And you can tell at the end of the game when they finally lost that he felt like it was his fault because he had the goofiest look on his face on the bench.
Come on, man.
Now, I was about to say act like you've been there before, but I don't know if he done had a game this year, so I'm not going to fault him for that. But, yeah, his celebration lost him the game, bro.
Yeah, I saw that, man. And that was a hell of a play, man. Shout out to PJ Walker. Yeah, I actually had PJ down as my Brody. But I ended up giving it to Bird because they won the game. But, yeah, bro. All right, man, that's all I got for the flags. Let's get into this redraft recap, man. You want to start the DFS first, though?
Yeah, let's get into the DFS, man. It's same shit, different week. Dang. Look at that score. Hey, well, look at the score. It's like 12 to 5, 5 to 12.
That is going the wrong direction. I expect it to be more even.
I even hit him up. I was like, yeah.
This my week.
Guaranteed dub. I hit him with the text and everything.
It's a video game baseball score.
This nigga going to hit me with the this my week.
Mark, he was feeling it, man.
Mark my word.
He was feeling it.
And the crazy thing is.
Did you mark some words?
Bro,
I did.
We literally had the same lineup except for like two players. So we're three. You want to walk them down the lineup?
Yo, basically, I had Tua, I had Kenneth Walker, I had Tony Pollard, I had Jalen Waddle, I had Chris Olave, I had DJ Moore, I had Irv Smith Jr., Amara St. Brown, and I had the Commanders defense. And who'd you have?
All those guys, except the difference was you had Amara St. Brown and I had Jacobs in the flex, so I lost that matchup by like 6-7 points. And then I had Pat Freiermuth. You had Irv Smith, so, you know, got 3 points there. But then it came down to the really, man, Tony Pollard. Like, I had Foreman. So Foreman put up 34,
he
Pollard paid 36. So literally came down to the flex play. I should have paid attention to the matchup. Josh Jacobs against the Saints, man. Like, that was just a bad matchup on the run. So that's where I lost. But literally, toe for toe with the lineup, I felt good. If I would have played anybody else head-to-head, I already know I would have kicked their ass, man. But my guy died. He's on it, man. So
183.
Race to 25, man. It's all good.
183? Yeah, it's 183. All right, let's get into the best players of the week, man. We got the top five at every position. Man, we had some big-time scoring this week, so I was excited about that, man. I'm pretty sure there were some people that got their ass whooped, man, that probably lost in style, or some people that didn't have none of those lucky guys and probably lost by 100. It was those type of weeks, man. So let's get into the top five.
All right, man, let's get into it. Starting with the quarterbacks. Tua, man, 29-point fantasy performance, 382 yards, 3 passing TDs against the Lions. Fire, man, he's balling. So
big Tua with those two weapons.
Big Tua. All right, man, number two performer, Jalen Hurts, he balled out as well, 28 fantasy points, 4 passing TDs. I feel like all of them went to A.J. Brown.
Bro, A.J. Brown had, like, a couple other chances to score out of those catches.
Yeah.
Shit could have been crazier.
Bro. Nobody fucking with Philly right now, man. I'm expecting a Philly and Buffalo Super Bowl right now.
And then they went and tightened up their defense.
Nope.
They went and got Robert Quinn.
Yeah.
Philly ain't going to the Super Bowl this year, guys. Got another 13 years.
All right, man.
The Phillies are in it, so the Eagles can't go.
Oh, that's that baseball. Okay. All right, man. Hey, let's talk about the number three performer, though, Mr. Justin Fields, man. And look, I know I said on record I'm not a fan of these Ohio State quarterbacks, but I had to get some Justin Fields and redraft.
It's all about coaching. It's all about coaching.
They letting him play now or something? Yeah. I noticed he passes a little more.
They're actually scheming up, like, runs for him, like, not just escape the pocket and run on your own. They're coming up with design run plays. That's all it is.
Okay.
And then that lets me know that they finally trust him. I'm not saying this is a big acquisition, but they went and got a receiver now. We'll talk about it in a second. But they finally gave him a receiver that could compliment Mooney. Man, I fucking love it, man.
Yeah. Shout out to Justin Fields, man. 2 passing TDs and a rushing TD on the ground, 60 yards. So he's getting his about 12 carries on the ground, 10 carries on the ground.
And that's
so,
my guy.
Yeah, that's your guy. Number four performer, man, Dak Prescott. He actually got the dub against Chicago, so 25 fantasy points. But, you know, that's a good way to ease Dak back into action. So 2 passing TDs, 250 yards against the Bears.
They almost gave it away, man. I feel like the game was closer than what it ended up being at the end, man.
Yeah.
But good shit. He was balling out. He's supposed to do that, though, against Chicago.
All right, number five performer, excuse me, Kyler Murray, 23 fantasy points, 326 passing yards.
Finally.
Three passing TDs. Like, look, when you got Kyler in, it's always shaky, but he ends up, like, giving you 20 points in, like, the last minute of the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
it's always shaky, man. It's not a good thing.
Get him all his guys back. Get Connor healthy, Hollywood back healthy. I think that offense is going to start clicking again.
All right, man, let's get to the running backs. 42 fantasy points for Mr. Alvin Kamara, 62 rushing yards, 96 receiving yards, 9 catches. Hey, one rushing TD, two catching TDs, bro. Like, that's the Alvin Kamara we know. All purpose.
That's why he should have been a first-round pick. Go back to that.
All right, and Christian McCaffrey, he actually had the triple crown this past week. We saw him. He actually threw a touchdown pass to Brandon Ayuk. He ran one in, and he caught one.
The pass was beautiful, had nice air on it. The catch was actually amazing. Yeah. I had to go up and snag it.
Yeah,
he's
was
a stud, bro.
He is, man. 39 fantasy points. So that's crazy. 39 fantasy points at the running back spot for the number two spot. Number three spot, which is even crazy. 35 fantasy points from Derrick Henry. Monster game against Houston Texans.
He's been having 200. I think the last three games now, he done had over 200 yards against Texans.
Yeah, he owns them. All right, man, number four spot, Tony Pollard, 33 fantasy points, 31 rushing yards. Did his thing, three rushing TDs on the ground, man, with no Zeke.
We've seen that happening, man, and Dak actually ran in the first touchdown. Imagine if Pollard would have got that joint.
All right, another guy who had three TDs on the ground, Deontay Foreman, running back for the Carolina Panthers, 118 rushing yards, man, and he's balling, man. Like, I don't know what it is. Christian leaves, and these guys have been
all they had to do was get rid of Christian, bro. Team got better.
All right, let's jump over to the tight ends. Number one spot, Tyler Conklin, 25 fantasy points, 6 catches, 2 TDs, 79 yards, man, with Zach Wilson.
Yeah, that's a what the fuck moment. Yeah.
But currently tight end 8, man, so.
He started off hot, man, and you know, then the weeks after that, he fell off. But if every time they go and have a game where they throw the ball a lot, he's always relevant. Yeah. Always.
All right, number two spot, Isaiah Likely stepping in for the injured Mark Andrews on Thursday night. 19 fantasy points, 6 catches, 77 yards, and a TD, man. He needs to get more run with Andrews on the field.
If now with Bateman out, if they don't find a way to just include him as a receiving option in general, they're boneheads.
All right, number three spot, reason why I lost my DFS this week, because I was going to run this guy, and I could have ran him, but I didn't. Kyle Pitts, man, 19 fantasy points. 5 catches, 80 yards, and a TD. I literally was going to run Kyle Pitts, and I was like, nah, let me go with Josh Jacobs. I was chasing points, man.
That's what you get, my nigga.
That's what I get, man. Shout out to Elon. All right, man. Number four spot, Evan Engram. You can say nigga on Twitter now. Evan Engram, 15 fantasy points.
That's my nigga.
Yeah, he balled out, man. So, of course, 4 catches, 55 yards in the TD in the London game.
He's just consistent, bro. Every week giving you 10-plus points no matter what.
I like it, man. And, hey, I love having football on at 9:30 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time, man, on a Sunday.
I was at work getting double time listening to the game while I was working. It was fire.
That's what's up. All right, number five spot, man. My guy, Dalton Schultz, man, 13 fantasy points. Hey, 6 catches, 74 yards. Just a PPR day. We'll take
Vic
that.
Vic said all he needed was Dak back.
That's all he needed. All right, jump back up to the wide receivers, man. Number one spot, A.J. Brown. That's your guy, man. 39 fantasy points, 6 catches, 156 yards, 3 TDs, man.
Three of them things.
You saw him point at him?
1, 2.
Like, he sunned him, bro.
1, 2. Punk ass.
Shout out to A.J. Brown, man. Balling in Philly. Number two spot, man, DeAndre Hopkins, man. He's 30, and he's still balling. 33 fantasy points, 12 catches, 159 yards, and a
and
TD.
And a one-hand TD.
One-hand TD, man. He's a dog. Whew. Hey, my 1-5 redraft team is turning around with D-Hop. They thought it was sweet.
Hey, shout out to that D-Hop play in the Scott Fishbowl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got him. Yeah.
Bro, that Cooper Kupp, Jefferson, and D-Hop play every week for me.
Sheesh. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
All right, man, let's get into the 3 and 4 spot, man. Let's go to Miami. Tyreek Hill, 31 fantasy points, 12 catches, 188 yards on 14 targets, and then Waddle, 30 fantasy points, 8 catches, 106 yards, and 2 TDs, man.
They are both going to end up top 5 in wide receiver yards by the end of the year.
And that's
just
nuts. That's nuts. All right, man, number 5 spot, DJ Moore, 27 fantasy points, 6 catches, 152 yards, and a hell of a touchdown. We thought he won the game, so we took his helmet off.
And he lost his team the game. Still, I'm going to bring it up again.
Yeah.
Shout out to him. You got trade requests?
I'm working through some trades.
I'm about to tell Sam.
Shout out to Jay Rich. We talking.
Okay. Do you got Ken Walker or Pickens?
I got Pickens. I'm trying to get Walker, but I'm open to Ramondre. You know I got to shoot high. Like,
I ain't mad at that.
I mean, especially with Claypool leaving, like, you know, I'm just capitalizing off, you know. Like, look, right. Pickens is the future, no doubt. But is it the future, like, right now? I don't know. But I'm in win now mode, so. So that's why I'm like.
I mean, even if he is the future right now, that team ain't scoring like that. That shit don't matter.
Yeah. I ain't mad at it, though. Either way, if it goes through, it don't. All good. All right. Yeah, man. Hey, DJ Avo. Lost my train of thought. Before we get to the main topic, where can the people follow you at?
Man, y'all can follow me at AVOLXVE on the gram. That's Avo Love. Follow me there. Ayo dot. Where can we follow you at, bro?
Follow me at shit. I'm trying to get in on this trade talk right now that Vic is on.
That's a long ass name.
Oh, nah. Follow me at DynastyBro.com on Instagram and Twitter. And follow my Instagram page, DynastyBrosFF. Hey, Vic, when you get done sending that DM, I see you in somebody's inbox, man.
Talking to Jay Rich, man. He put Kelsey on the block. I'm trying to go for it, man. So,
where can they follow you at to see all your trade talks?
ChiefsOSFF, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you listen to DynastyBrosFF. Yeah.
All right, let me send this last little text out.
All right, man.
All right, there. The text is done. Hey, at least y'all know I'm working. Like, I'm literally trying to do fantasy football while I'm giving y'all fantasy football podcasts.
It's fun.
And I suck at multitasking. All right, let's get into this deadline news, man. Like I said, the deadline was today, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we actually got to see some trades that happened today. And we'll date back and talk about a couple trades that happened last week that were very important. And we'll actually talk about the guys that were supposed to get traded, but nothing happened. All of that stuff matters right now. So where do you want to start? You want to just start with the biggest trade?
Yeah, let's back up to the Christian McCaffrey. Yeah, I know we kind of touched on it, but, you know, he got traded to the San Francisco 49ers. I had no idea where he was going to go. I was thinking Buffalo. I mean, he could have went a lot of places, but how do you feel about him in that offense?
I told you I was nervous about him going to Buffalo because I don't think they were going to use him as much as he could have been used to keep his role. And he ended up going to the best running like
scheme
that you can get into with one of the best like minds when it comes to like running the offense, and they're just using CMC as a weapon. And this is like I said, this is without Debo, and just imagine how much open that offense is going to be when they get Debo back and be healthy too, man. I'm excited about CMC going forward, man. I traded him in a lot of places where I was not competing. I'm happy about it. But I'm very, very happy in the place where I'm competing, and I still got him.
Yeah, I mean, and we're already seeing it, you know, come to life, right? He had the triple crown with touchdowns this past weekend. So a lot of attention is going to be on Christian. I know we don't get to see Debo out there yet. I do think that takes a hit on Debo from a rushing standpoint. I don't really like seeing Debo lined up out wide with Jimmy G throwing the ball. But I'm pretty sure Kyle's going to find ways to put Debo and Christian in the backfield. Facts. So you're going to be scratching your head. Like, you don't know who to contain at that point. But again, I do see Debo taking a hit, man. And seemed like IU stock is up with Christian because so much attention in the backfield. And, you know, even outside of the pass Christian threw, but even going back to last week, IU was balling. Yeah, so.
He's always, to me, just been the better, like, receiver. If we're just talking about strictly just like being on the outside running routes, Debo's the better football player. They use him all over. He can do whatever. He's an athlete. But man, those weapons, man, that you telling me Kittle's gonna be healthy, Ayuk is healthy, Debo, CMC, that shit's crazy, bro, to hear all of that in one offense.
Yeah, week to week, man, he's gonna do his thing. So shout out to CMC, and he's staying healthy, bro.
Yeah, facts.
So that's all, you know, was one of my concerns. And at least this year, especially on the redraft side, I tried to, you know, let last year be last year or the previous years, and it's actually doing me well, especially with the Barkley situation. But let's move on over to Kansas City, man. Kadarius Toney got traded,
and now he's healthy. He said
he's healthy all of a sudden.
Yeah, bro. I don't know if it means anything for your redraft teams this year, but when you watch how shifty he is and how he embarrasses defenders, there's only one guy you think of, and that's a poor man's Tyreek Hill. Not even being funny, just with the speed and like how he can, like I say, he embarrasses people with his shiftiness. That is something that I ain't saying he has the pass catching skills and like the you know, going to go pinpoint the ball like Tyreek. But as far as strictly getting the ball in his hands and moving around, he has those kind of abilities, man. And I think there's nobody else in that offense that can do that. So I feel like going forward, he's going to be an option for them. And they went handpicked him. Got him from a guy who's only had limited play. So I like him in Dynasty. I just don't know what the ceiling is. Ceiling could be through the roof, or it could just be nothing. And they could just keep on being Travis Kelce and everybody.
Feels like a trap to me. And I always want to say that's because, you know, we see Tyreek leave and we're looking for that next person to step in and be that Tyreek or filling that Tyreek role. But Tyreek's one of one. You know what I mean? So to me, this is just a future move from a contract standpoint. Like, they brought in all these veterans. So instead of paying these older guys, the future is going to be Kelce, you got Tony, you got Sky Moore, McColl's coming up on the end of his rookie contract. So
Juju's only 1 year.
Right.
Probably not going to re-sign.
Yeah,
him.
So just given that, man, I just think they're just, you know, setting themselves up for the future. But I don't see Kadarius giving us Kelce-type numbers, because that offense can – the ball can go anywhere within that system or scheme. I mean, we just watched McColl ball out for the past couple weeks. You know what I mean? So – I'm using this opportunity to actually move off Kadarius. I have received some Kadarius prior to the trade, but that's just because he was throwing pieces. But do I like his skill set? Yes, but the type of system he's landing in, I don't see him taking on Tyreek-type production.
Facts, that. Facts.
All right, let's keep moving our way, I guess, towards the East, man. So let's go to Chicago, man, Mr. Chase Claypool.
Yeah, man. Here's the thing. They don't have anything outside of Cole Kmet, who is having nowhere near the season everybody thought he was going to have, and Darnell Mooney, who's finally starting to catch fire over the past couple of weeks. But they need a guy that can go out there and make plays. And I know Clay, nobody's really looking that good this year outside of the couple games Pickens is balling in Pittsburgh. But everybody looks bad in the receiving options. And last year, it looked like he took a little dip with banged up, you know, end of his career being Roethlisberger. But let's not forget his rookie year, he had 9 touchdowns. And I don't care how somebody that's not talented is not going to go out there and score 9 touchdowns in a rookie year. He has that kind of talent. He's big. He's going to be hard to guard. And he can be a big-ass slot if he needs to be. He can play all over the field. I like him. I think they're going to utilize him ASAP. And Justin Fields, as long as he keeps progressing, man, he can build some rapport, and he could be the Chase Claypool and Darnell Mooney show.
Yeah, this is one of the more surprising landing spots for me, like seeing a Chase Claypool trade to the Bears. It was kind of like, okay. I mean, that's one of the things, like, you like to see the randomness of it, you know what I mean? I didn't see that coming. Like, we've heard Claypool to the Packers.
Yeah, like the win now team.
Right, right. So, but I will say this, you know, Najee a couple days ago was like, you know, was asked why aren't they winning games right now, and he was like, we lack discipline and accountability. To me, man, when I heard him say that, I thought about Claypool, and then like a couple days later he's traded. So to me, Claypool fits the Steelers culture in between the whistle, like hard nose, you know what I mean, dragging defenders, like we saw him just do that this past weekend. But once that whistle stops, he's still going. So at that point, he's a distraction, and he was a distraction even prior, even like to the incidents last year. So I don't think he really fit the culture, you know what I mean, as far as like that discipline, hard nose, in-line type of team that, you know, we're used to seeing Tomlin have, because like he's kind of a wild card out there.
Facts.
So I could, you know what I mean, so I get why they moved him, but I do like the upside in the Chicago with a Justin Fields who's flashing. He's athletic. You can give him carries. He can stretch the field. He can play in the slot. So yeah, I think it's bright for him in Chicago at least.
True that. True that.
All right, let's go up north a little bit. TJ Hockenson, man, to the Vikings.
Here's the thing. You know they have Thielen. He's a red zone guy. They have, you know, arguably the best receiver in the NFL, however you want to rank these guys. And they have a backfield that's going to run the ball heavy. So he's not going to be like a number one option, not going to be a number two option, but he can go out there and help the offense flourish. He's going to be an option. So, you know, with the landscape of tight ends, I want a guy that can go out there and give me some touchdowns. You know, that's really the upside you ask for if you don't have Andrews or Kelce. So give me a guy who can score week to week, and I'm just going to bank on a touchdown because I think his upside week to week is higher than so many other tight ends to score. So I'll fuck with him.
All right, and for me, nothing changes with this system because they've already trended towards three wide receiver set with Osborne. So I think it's a good opportunity to sell high on Hockenson. And I know Irv Smith is out 8 to 10 weeks, but they just need another pass catcher at that spot. So nothing changes. It's the JJ show. I mean, they're even getting Thielen his 7 targets a game. Dalvin's going to get some targets. So, yeah, Hockenson with the end zone here and there, but I don't see him being a top five finish automatically. Especially we got Justin Jefferson trying to catch up with Tyreek and Waddle.
Yeah.
That's number one wide receiver, so he still commands a lot of attention. So, all right, let's go to Indy. We just shipped off Nyheim Hines to the Bills. They gave us Zach Moss in the pick.
Zach Moss is a bum, bro.
Well, but I'm not even talking about that, Zach Moss.
I think that speaks more volumes to what they think about Deion Jackson, bro. In the one game that Taylor was out and Deion started, he completely balled out. Running game and passing game, he ran hard. He looked good, man. So he looks like a guy that can take over the Hines role. But Hines is not that good of a runner to me. So this is a guy that can actually spell JT on multiple downs if need be. Not just, oh, man, we're bringing Hines in for the third down role. No, Deion can help be a good backup in general, just in case.
Man, to me, like, Hines to Buffalo, it's like they all do the same thing. Of course, Singletary has the edge, but these smaller backs that can run and catch and really Buffalo, they're going for it. You know, they're all in on Super Bowl this year. They can't deal with James Cook dropping the ball.
And that's really what it is. If James Cook was actually looking okay and doing what they wanted him to do, that's what they drafted him for, this trade would never happen.
Exactly. So they're trying to shore up their return game too. So that gives them another returner. Now Isaiah McKenzie, you don't have to deal with none of that stuff. So
facts.
I mean, it's a hell of a strategic, valuable trade for the Bills. But, you know, I thought about the Spider-Man meme, Singletary, Cook, Hines, like all these guys that can run and catch.
It's just a good real life trade for the team.
Right.
I don't think it does anything for Hines stock. I'm not going to go get him. I don't think he's going to help your team for the rest of the year or anything.
All right, man. I know there's one more trade, so let's go on Jacksonville. Hopefully I'm not forgetting any, but Calvin Ridley suspended for the year, but he got traded to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I have no clue what this really means to BG, so I'm just going to say next year, if he's still training and looking good, they'll have a stud wide receiver, man, to help Trevor Lawrence, who's evolving a little bit more. Still making boneheaded plays, but still look like he's evolving compared to what he was doing last year.
All right, Chase Edmonds, bro. To the Broncos. That's random as hell.
Yeah.
That's a bad offense.
It's a bad offense, and Latavius hasn't even been looking bad when he gets out there to run. So I don't even know what they want Chase for. I really think they wouldn't pay the guy, and he's probably unhappy with his role. So they're probably just shipping him off. And if you want to piggyback and just go ahead and roll over to Jeff Wilson, going to go take Chase Edmonds' spot. And now they just have San Francisco's backfield from last year.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Elijah Mitchell to get shipped off, too.
Yeah, bro, fuck it. Get them all back, bro. Them your guys.
Trey Sermon, too, man.
Them your guys. So, yeah. And I'll talk one more old trade.
Okay.
I don't know how relevant it is, but James Robinson went to the Jets when Breece had went down. I think they just needed a guy that's going to run between the tackles a little bit harder. I know Michael Carter can do it, but they wanted a guy that can take a pounding. Pause. Man, I don't like the way that sounds. They wanted a good goal line back there. I just switched it all the way up because they don't want to trust Michael Carter to have to run in between the tackles all game if he doesn't have to. So I'm not really hyped for Dynasty or anything. As soon as Breece come back, he'll be 22 next year. He'll still get back and have his run.
And that's crazy. James still under his rookie contract. Michael Carter under his rookie contract. Now it's a three-headed monster.
Yeah, it's a
– sheesh.
It's going to be a one-headed monster soon as Breece.
Well,
comes
back. That's true. That's true. But still, but like, we were dealing with the Michael Carter and Breece. Now you insert James Robinson. So that just gives them more ammo out of the backfield.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about the guys who didn't get traded.
Damn.
One of the bigger headlines, Brandon Cooks. He got a lot of buzz towards the end of the deadline. So it didn't happen, man.
I hate the fact that he is a game changer in real life NFL, and he's going to be stuck on Houston, who literally aren't doing anything. They're not running for anything. Kind of disappointed because I feel like it wouldn't have cost anything in real draft capital to add them to a team like Green Bay, who needs the help and they still want to win, why wouldn't you send a fourth round pick out to try to go get a Brandon Cooks to help your Aaron Rodgers, you feel me?
And I thought about it, man. We've been saying like DJ Moore to the Packers or Claypool to the Packers, Brandon Cooks. Maybe people really don't want to play with Aaron Rodgers.
I was just about to say
that. Like, what if the call is like, hey, Green Bay's open, but it's so fucked up, people don't want to deal with Aaron. Maybe they're like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, but the player can't make that decision when it comes to a trade. So, like, if the Texans, you're basically wasting this man's career, and you're wasting your capital, too. Like, you're not winning anything, so you should might as well just start losing games, playing the young guys, see who you got. What are you running Brandon Cooks out there for? You should trade him. And if you want to trade him, I don't think Brandon Cooks can say, I don't want to be traded there. Nah, nigga.
It's a different day and age. People got some say. You got say now.
Like, if you say you don't want to go play with Aaron Rodgers, like, they might be like, all right, then we ain't going to force you.
Then Green Bay got to go figure that out.
Yeah. That's a Green Bay front office issue. Clearly, it's jacked up. I mean, Devontae wanted out. You know, he didn't want to deal with Aaron Rodgers anymore. And now nobody wants to go there except for Randall Cobb.
Man. When a great quarterback and no wide receiver wants to go. Potentially,
right?
Allegedly,
it's there. It's on the table.
I'll tell you this: Brandon Cooks would have did anything to get up out of Houston. I don't care how bad Aaron Rodgers' situation is. Mills looked like trash.
As I've heard about trades that happened in other leagues, it might have been a situation where Green Bay was an option, but he was told he was maybe going somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like, no, if I had to choose this quarterback over this QB, I'm going to go this way.
Well, he ended up going nowhere, so that's the problem.
Nowhere. Hey, man, sometimes you bet on yourself and you lose.
Yeah.
All
right.
Have fun.
Let's talk about another big.
At least it's warm.
Yeah. Another big name, Kareem Hunt, for the Cleveland Browns. He stayed put. That was shocking. I thought he was going to go to the Rams or even to Buffalo.
Bro, if he doesn't re-sign with them, they just wasted getting anything back, basically. They're not even really in the running to, like, be, like, a team that's going to go compete for a Super Bowl. I don't know if they wanted to keep him to give Deshaun options, or maybe Deshaun can convince him to stay and re-sign. But his contract is over at the end of this year. And I hate teams that aren't, like, in contention to win anything, that hold on to players at the end of their contract. I feel like you're giving up leverage. That's stupid to me. And that's football and basketball. Yep. That's giving up leverage if you don't go get something for this guy that you know is leaving at the end of the year.
Yep. I thought he already said he was leaving.
He asked for the trade.
I thought so. Like, yeah, you definitely should have traded him.
All right. Miami would have been a good spot too. But let's talk about Elijah Moore. He's expressed, you know, he wants the ball and he's not getting it. He wants out of New York. They didn't move him. How do you feel about that situation?
They're stupid, too, because my thing is, if you don't want to trade him, and then you just put him out there to prove a point. But I think he played 10 snaps this week. If you're not going to play him, what's your point you're trying to prove? Bro, they could have got a good haul for Elijah Moore. He's still a good guy. Sophomore, came in with first-round pedigree, second-round pedigree last year. Like, bro, they could have got something good for him.
And he's a receiver, right?
Yeah.
That would have been a good Green Bay piece because they got all these 6'3", 6'5", wide receivers.
Again. Nobody wants to go play with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Yeah.
Dude, everybody don't have that say-so, even if that's how they feel. Nigga, damn, you just
everybody
made.
Everybody hates Chris, bro.
Yeah. You just made it sound like everybody get to say, no, I don't want to go play there.
That's how it works these days.
They do that for people that they like.
That's fair.
Brandon Cooks, they might have looked out for him. They don't even like Elijah Moore. They just played this nigga for 10 snaps, and they played Denzel Mims all game, bro.
I was going
to
ask.
He wanted to be traded at one point.
So when receivers say they want the ball, do they be open? Like, don't you got to be open to be like, y'all want
the ball?
I'm
pretty sure they be open. I'm pretty sure they just not open.
Yeah.
Okay. I just had to ask
Elijah Moore ain't a bum like that. I'm pretty sure he's
I wasn't saying he a bum. Rides. I was just asking the general question.
Nah, he's basically not happy with his QB situation.
Because Zach Wilson's a bum.
So they really like playing with Joe Flacco, but he's like 40. So, all right, one more. Jerry Jeudy, man.
Yeah, I know you said you didn't hear about this quite as much as I did, but there was a few teams that were inquiring about reaching out for Jerry Jeudy. And Packers are actually one of them. I just didn't think it made sense for the Packers. I think it just I don't think somebody like Jeudy makes sense for the Packers. I was excited about Brandon Cooks, like a veteran that proved that he can do it with multiple teams and multiple quarterbacks, but it ended up not happening. And I guess they're going to tough it out, man, and see what they can do. So, anybody else? Able, anybody else get traded?
Or not traded?
No, not off my head.
Boom, you're dynamite.
Oh, should we give a flag to the Colts for firing their offensive coordinator, even though Frank Wright calls the plays? Scapegoat firing?
They need to. They're going to fire both of them so we can wait it out.
All right, cool. Nah, well, OC already got fired.
No, I'm saying they're going to end up firing both of them. So it's
fine. I got you. Okay.
Yeah, Frank on them getting to get fired, too.
And shout out to Terry, man, McLaurin, Naptown. Hey, I wasn't even mad because, you know, a Naptown guy coming home making a play. Andy's on my squad. I went and got some Terry.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll take it, man.
That's why he don't care. He got scared.
I'm too invested in fantasy, man. I don't even really root for the coach like I'm supposed to.
Fuck. Oh, that trade talk just came through.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I did what I need to do today. I ain't tripping.
Hey, talk that talk.
All right, man.
Think about to add that Kenneth Walker.
Good for you. I can go get that Ramondre.
I'm low-key trying to get both.
Okay.
I'm just talking.
I don't matter. Hey, that don't bother me.
I can't even get both. Okay, I ain't even got that capital. All right.
How about the effort?
All right, let's get into the closing then, man. We done made it through the trade deadline talk, all the injuries, horse word, everything. You know, the closing is where we come to just shed light to anything that we want to, spread love to family, friends, promote a business, anything, man. And I'm going to just jump off with saying we got to do better as a people, man. And just we got to start moving like we care about people outside of ourselves. And we have to get out our own ways, man. Like, once you got too much to lose or you got too much to live for, you got to let go of some of your past ways. You got to let go of some of the things you were able to do when you were a no-name person, or, you know, when you really didn't have nothing that you needed to wake up every day for outside of yourself. When we start getting priorities and we start living for others and we start being a breadwinner, we start opening up all these doors, we need to make sure that the little things that aren't important to do or the things that are irrelevant or the things that are risky, we cut that shit out the best way we can. Learn from these OGs. I listen to these interviews, man. I love watching growth. I watch Jeezy's Drink Champs, and I'm like, nigga, that's young Jeezy up there in a purple velour suit talking about everything that he owned, bro, and like how he moved different and stay out the way, because you have to grow and mature, and you shouldn't have to wait till you're 40 years old to grow and mature.
Facts.
I love watching guys like G Herbo talk. I think he like 23, 24. It's like in his mid-20s. And just hear how mature he sounds about the way he moves and the thing he deals with and what he promotes. It's like, bruh, you don't have to be 40 to finally get out of those old habits and old ways. Like, once you realize what you mean to people and to this earth, like, you need to start moving like that. So, RIP to Takeoff, man. I'm sending healing energy to his family, everybody that's associated with him. Because that's a big loss, not just for the rap community, but for the black community. Because he showed people a way to move. Wasn't into nothing. You couldn't find no rumors about him. He don't go get into back and forth. Like, he's just that, and he's a superstar. Everybody love him. So, yeah, man, RIP to him. That's how I want to end my.
I like that. I'll slide in here. I'm kind of in the same vein. Saw a police chase last week. It was wild.
That's a hell of a way to start your shit.
Just over here on the east side. So look, I just want to explain it a little bit. So I saw the police chase. Dude coming on the other side of the road. I saw the cops fly by. I was like, dang, that's pretty wild. That's some California type shit. Normally, that's what I see on the news at least. And I'm like, damn, that's kind of cool. I just saw a car chase. Then I find out the next day that the guy that stole the car was shot and killed. And I was like, damn, now that's not so cool. Like, damn, that's wild. It probably wasn't worth it. Then I saw online, I guess there's a new challenge, the Kia challenge, where they're going through and stealing cars. I saw a brand new mother pass away, a young mom. And I'm just thinking, yo, we got to do better. Just in the same vein that Dot was speaking on, we got to do better. We got to stand up for each other. We got to ride in a better way. So if you know somebody that's out here doing knucklehead things, man, just ain't nothing wrong with planting that seed in their ear just to let them know, hey, man, this ain't the right way to go. We need some more OGs out here. Let's start our joint. Let's start our OG and these young G's out here so we can get them on the right path.
Facts.
All right, I'm going to say mine, you know, kind of aligns with all that, but just be present in the moment. So when you're anxious, that means you're too worried and focused about the future. There's nothing wrong with having goals and want to be in a certain place or position, but think about where you are today, because at some point you wanted to be where you're at now. So be in the moment. And then when you're looking back, you know, in the past, you can be frustrated, right? Meaning, like, you know, you've seen this thing happen before, and you can even go into things like, man, this is how it's always been. But try to let go of the old stuff. It's the past. It's already happened. You can't change it. So just learn how to be in the moment, where it keeps you from not being as anxious, then also keeps you from thinking about things that's already happened that should be watering under the bridge. And, yeah, man, just take it day by day. So that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Okay.
I'm with all that.
I like that, man. All right, well, we're about to get up out of here. Yeah, we're Dynasty Bros Fans of Football Podcast, showing you how to dominate your league Dynasty Bro style. Tune in every week.
Every week.
Get this 4-minute offense. We're knocking that out. And yeah, man, showing you how to win in redraft also. We killing that shit too.
For sure. Hey, yo, check us out next week. In the week after that, always dropping content. We out here. We the bros. Dynasty Bros.
What?
Try to do your laugh.